Good day to you. Documenting a product has been a practice from the beginning to date. Enlisting a new or a modern approach for releasing product documentation in the digital transformation era will be the objective of my talk. My name is Vasudev Narayanan. I go by Dev. Open source movements were the foundation blocks for creating or developing new practices, methods, and thinking. Perspectives within the agile methods are evolving. One such example is having the developer and the operations team working together. It is known as DevOps. Allow me to pull out one of the agile values, working software over comprehensive documentation. Many have misunderstood the inner meaning of the agile value. The following argument questions have been regular during the retrospective grooming sessions and planning meetings. Argument question 1. Does a product need documentation? The answer is yes. A good product will release its documentation on time, on schedule. The objective here is to onboard the early adopters and end users or customers. The next argument question is, we are comfortable speaking in numbers. So, what is the optimal size for documentation? You know that more than the size, it is the context that is important. It means to include scenarios that are relevant, dynamic, and reliable. There are many more such arguments that evolve depending on the situation. In 2014, CA Technologies began exploring the possibility of integrating DocOps method. It is about automating the documentation pipeline by integrating the documentation and operations team. So what am I doing here if something is already available? Technology disruption is one of the driving factors to bring perspectives to the table. Does it mean leveraging technologies can help the technical documentation team move up the value chain? Yes, it can, is my observation. Today, the technical documentation function intersects with the software engineering, marketing, and finance functions. Technically, it is a phase of the product. The desirable outcome is to build an IEOps methodology, as in information engineering operations methodology. The illustrations using an 11 by 11 waffle chart depict the need and progress in adopting the strategy. These charts express to achieve an individual goal and adoption by the industry. A product is built for the people and by the people. Communicating and collaborating with the product and non-product teams will help understand the touch points in the customer journey. Goal 1 is about integrating with product and non-product teams during content creation. Identifying new opportunities to understand the expectations and experiences of potential or existing users will help align with the product release plan. Goal 2 is about channelizing and valuing user feedback. Be it on-premise or cloud, centrally accessible product information, serving in different file formats is the need of the hour. Implementing and enabling accessibility to on-demand content across all document file formats will make it user-centric, will be the third goal. Establishing a link between tacit and explicit knowledge will empower the users inclusively. The fourth goal is about creating engaging content to support users or early adopters. Setting up the stage to introduce new product features, aligning with the different industry examples, will hasten the flattening of the performance curve. The fifth goal is about packing content with industry-oriented examples. Collaborating to work with machines will make the unfamiliar familiar. A blended team will consist of product and non-product members, end users, customers, and the algorithms. A market orientation approach will make the team multidisciplinary and sustainable products. The ultimate goal is to move to the IEOPS methodology. Welcome again to the world of information engineering operations, IEOPS methodology. The objective of IEOPS is to become inclusive and build the content for the target users, engaging product and non-product teams. Phases such as gathering, authoring, reviewing, revising, publishing will iteratively handle the information engineering operations workflow. Establishing quality gates and performing security checks are embedded within every phase of IEOPS. Identifying repetitive tasks and tool chains will help in creating the roadmap. We know technologies are enablers. Exploring emerging technologies will help the information engineering team move up the value chain. For example, applying artificial intelligence for language translation, static analysis, or structural quality, replacing traditional search functionality with chatbots, machine learning to streamline the feedback loop. The technologies can automatically collect and summarize the progress of every pipeline. It requires manual intervention only for publishing reports periodically. The early adopters or the users or customers can download or access the final deliverable in different file formats. Examples include PDF, audio podcast, Braille, and SCOM package format to assist in e-learning. In the book, The Insider's Guide to Technical Documentation, the author emphasizes that technical writing is a continuous process of learning, carefully gathering, sifting, organizing, and assessing, all while trying to craft something that makes sense for a user. Activities such as planning, drafting content, localizing content, embedding samples to empower users, establishing quality gates into the pipeline, versioning and maintaining the information are possible by leveraging the technologies. In turn, it assists the information engineer in moving up the value chain. LibreOffice follows time-based release philosophy. Along with the binaries, it also releases the documentation. There is always room for improvement. Being a customer, or user-centric will help in streamlining the feedback loop. Thank you, and if you have any questions, I'm ready to answer. Thank you again.